Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 770, down 14 and 3 quarters on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 706, down 16 and 3 quarters. December, 727, down 16 and 3 quarters. March, 749, down 18 and a quarter on the open. September corn opened at 520, down 13 on the open. December, 536, down 13. March, 554, down 13 and 3 quarters. May, 566, down 13 and 3 quarters. July, 574 and a half, down 14 and a quarter. December, 573, down 13 on the open. November beans opened at 11.60, down 32 on the open. January, 11.75, down 34. March, 11.90, down 33. May, 11.98, down 33. November, 11.56, down 23 and a quarter on the open. September soybean meal opened at 3.29.50, down 5.10 on the open. October, 3.20.50, down 6.40. October soybean oil opened at 47.45, down 130 on the open. October live cattle open at 103, down 5 on the open. September feeders 111.20, down 10. October lean hogs 68.35, down 50 on the open. And February pork bellies 83.50, down 15 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave. It was great to see everybody out in Champaign County last night. Had a wonderful time. Enjoyed talking with all the individuals after the meeting. And I don't know. I feel like looking at the screen today that maybe we're just a tad misleading because all of us were fundamentally supply bulls.
Yeah, and I guess what goes back to me this morning to the crude oil charts where we made new lows for the move today. And have just now about filled the little gap of $1.01 that was left over from 4 to 7 April, if you look at the lead option month October. And you got to begin to wonder, Wayne, I suppose, if Ike really does hit over on the Texas coast, what that might imply to the grain prices late into the week.
Well, of course, I mean, if we're following crude and we would hit some of the oil our rigs, well, we would hopefully see a little bit of bounce in the crude oil. You know, we're not sure what OPEC's going to do today about cutting back on some of those things also. So that, along with the Malaysian palm oil falling 5% overnight, the lowest level in over a year, you know, talk that China would like to resume wheat and corn exports. And, you know, here we are. We fell below 540 in the D's corn. That's the lowest it's been in 3 weeks, and the European wheat fell to net 14-month lows last night. So nothing good out there on the economic outlook page, and the enthusiasm that was with the Dow seems to have gone away, too.
So what are we left with then, Wayne? I mean, if we're all these fundamental bulls, as you suggest, and a lot of our market analysts are fundamental bulls, when will the powder keg get set off?
Well, I think we said it last night, Dave. There's two things: we got to stabilize crude oil. We have to see that the yields are actually lower by going to the combines of the field, because the government and a lot of the private analysts highly disagree on the yields, and we have to just get this interest rate, the economy ideas, as we see some stabilization in the economy to come on also. So I think that we've already got some tightening of basis levels in the beans because of tightness in certain areas. We know that the ethanol plants in certain areas are calling farmers because they're short of crop and moving up. I think the one thing we do have to remember, though, is in the past, both corn and beans went up trying to buy acres. They don't have to go up to buy acres. They just need to put the spread between the two or the differential between the two. If we want to buy bean acres, why it goes up to more than back to the 2.5 differential and things like that. So, you know, as we're talking to our farmers in the South, they're talking about buying back their wheat contracts so they don't have to because of the expense of fertilizer, and a lot of them wanting to grow a lot less intense fertilizing product like Milo.
Now, let's take a few of your points in the time we have left. One, stabilize the crude oil market. Anything out there that makes you believe that will happen anytime soon?
Well, I mean, what's OPEC going to say today? Will they decide to cut production a little bit to stabilize that? It's a possibility. Will we, at lower prices, will we see the usage pick back up a little bit along the way and see some drawdowns that might help us there? And will Ike hit the rigs in the Gulf?
And you mentioned waiting for the harvest, a harvest that, by all accounts, is going to be a long, drawn-out affair. Will traders be able to come to any kind of a consensus when the harvest might be, you know, 6 weeks long?
You know, we're going to be assessing things daily. We're going to be watching yields daily. Now, of course, our early bean yields, we've heard from 30 to 58. But we haven't seen enough of them yet. And as we get into a little more harvest where yields are coming out a little more regularly, well, I think we're going to get a handle on, you know, some of the areas and what they are producing, Dave. I mean, like I say, we just aren't far enough along, and it's probably going to be it's going to be 2 weeks later than usual before we can get that feeling of confidence. Of course, Thursday, after the government come out and didn't change their crop ratings yesterday, I think that's what happened overnight, is basically we feel the government's going to stay with a very high number in both corn and beans. If they're going to stay with those crop ratings, they can't really, you know, back off the crop production.
In fact, there are some people believing that the corn number may actually grow in this report, I suppose.
Well, I mean, if you go by their crop ratings, it has to, Dave. Mm-hmm. Will it? Gosh, who knows? It's the government again. But that's one of the things that if you go by their crop ratings, there's no reason for them to shrink it back, and it could easily grow.
And you mentioned the corn-soybean spread this morning. It's at 218 on lead option months. I keep it track on, lead option months. And are you anticipating then that spread will widen?
If the bean harvest is as we're projecting, we think that will widen a little bit to encourage beans, South America, number one, and some bean plantings in the U.S. also.
And until all of what we've talked about happens or other factors enter into the marketplace, a trading range affair essentially, do you believe?
You know, trading range to maybe breaking out to the downside a little bit with the technical picture we're looking at now, Dave. We, you know, have set up ideas that we're going to go a little bit lower than what we thought we might have a week or two ago just now. And that's not what we would have told you a week ago. But the world economy, the crude oil, and all that have pushed us a little bit lower than we thought we were going to go at this time.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick, December wheat at in Kansas City, 765 down 19 and 3 quarters. At the board, December at 725 and a half down 18 and a quarter. December corn, 535 down 14. March, 554 and a half down 13 and a quarter. November beans, 1167 and a quarter down 24 and 3 quarters. January, 1180 down 29. In the product contracts, we see that, if I can click over to the correct screen for you, we see in the products that October soybean meal is at 322.80 down 410. You're listening to WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.